two principal parts. One part of it deals with modern urban matters, and the other with more rural things. I thought we'd go ahead and get the modern urban portion of it done first. Some of these might not apply to Panama City, and that's okay. I just want to investigate them anyway. So you might not necessarily be familiar with some of these things, but that's okay. What about people who live here in Panama City? Do they refer to the town as having certain major sections, or do they identify them like in some towns they have the north side, the west side, that sort of thing? Is there anything like that in Panama City that a native would recognize?
Oh, yes. We do have certain sections of town. For example, we'll think of the coal section of town, Glenwood section of town, or the St. Andrews section. It's divided into sections, so to speak, so that people will know what you are talking about. And there are certain sections that we refer to as maybe only having a certain class of people or a certain race of people.
The ones that you named, the St. Andrews section and the others, would you say those are the principal areas of town, if the town had to be divided into major areas?
Yes, I would say that maybe you'd call the downtown section, you know, the business area.
Right.
I would say the coal section of town maybe would be the part of town where most of the affluent people would live. Maybe you'd say St. Andrew would be the section of town where maybe most of the people were, business-minded people, you know, catering to the tourists.
Right. Could you give me an idea of the boundaries of these divisions? Maybe like where St. Andrews begins, how far does it stretch, where does it end, where does it run into another section?
Okay. Usually St. Andrew, I think in terms of St. Andrew, is starting at Frankfort Avenue and going as far as the bridge out here. When we get to the bridge,
what bridge is that?
That's Hathaway Bridge. And we get to the Hathaway Bridge, and we think in terms of that starting the beaches area. And of course, that's going to go on until we get to Phillips Inlet. Going from Frankfort Avenue to Harrison Avenue, that's known as West Panama City. And of course, going from Harrison Avenue east is known as East Panama City, and this includes Glenwood area, which is predominantly black area, until we get to maybe Sherman Avenue, and then we then in just about in Cedar Grove. No, we're just about we're in Millville, and then from Millville we go to Cedar Grove. Starts at Sherman Avenue.
Is there a particular part of Panama City that people identify as a financial district where all the banks, the big main offices would be located, or is that not true at this time?
Well, I would say that it's true right now. Of course, we have the main businesses such as banks and what have you now being spread out all over, since we no longer have a downtown section that's coherent, mostly because of the malls and the other shopping centers. But right now, I would say that downtown, we do have the biggest and the oldest banks downtown. Most of the, I guess, loan companies and things of that sort.
I think you mentioned this briefly when you were talking about the major sections of the city, but are there certain sections of town that the natives identify with certain types of people, either racial types, you know, ethnic groups, anything of that nature?